This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right, here we go. And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's...
Patrick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Oh, 2020. Church announcements. If you live in Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, surrounding areas, please pull up. The ticket sales...
Listen, are we at the improv again? Listen, guys, on your way to Costco, just stop by and say hi, buy a ticket, grab a hot dog on the way out. It's right around the corner, guys. Please, we need it.
Last year, we sold out, almost out in Pittsburgh, but it was one night. This year, mm-hmm. we have sold the same amount of tickets spread across 5 nights.
It's a big room, though, man.
5 nights.
Well,
this is what I discovered last year, just in case y'all didn't know. I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only one. If you live in Ohio, it don't take that long to get to Pittsburgh. They're actually beside each other. Didn't know. I could have sworn there were two states in between.
We had
Ohio and Pennsylvania.
We had a discussion.
We learned
about
a lot that day, Angel. We didn't realize Pittsburgh was that far from Philadelphia. It's on the other side of Pennsylvania. And yeah, Pennsylvania is as big as Alabama.
Pennsylvania is massive.
It is all huge. Right. Oh, I have a church announcement.
I was just going to say, I only have one more of the cities that I don't do well in right away, and that's Milwaukee next week. Then we get into some cities that I do okay in.
So well, going and getting out all
go ahead, Angel, what you got to say?
I was about to say, you get to then really, really work. You get to play around at these cities that where you just going to have small
meetings. They've been selling. They've just been selling at the last minute.
Well, listen, last minute money, money is money. Listen.
Hey, it all counts the same. But go ahead, Amy. What you got to say?
What I was got to say is you can check out your girl on Sheen Magazine in a full-blown article. It was their luxury edition. Unfortunately, they didn't tell me that it was out until after it had been out. So you can get it online if you want to purchase it. Hold on. I'm going to show you real quick. What your girl looks like on there, because she's looking.
It was giving, as they say, Angel.
I was given all that I could give, and I'm having a hard time showing it to y'all. But if I find it before we end this goddamn goal, I know where I can find it. I don't know why I'm acting stupid.
Sorry, Randy.
What'd he say about Baltimore?
He was talking about me wearing Pittsburgh stuff.
Oh, you hurt his feelings. They don't
I knew it. It was from a real place because you said Spitzberg. I was like, yeah. Nice.
So this
it is giving.
Boom.
It is giving.
It's giving opulence.
It's giving decadence.
Decadence.
Yes, I'm decadent. Yeah, I'll take it. It is the luxury of being that chick, Angel. It's about the luxury of family, of the Black family. So
I love that. I love that for you, Angel.
Thank you. It's my first.
Be a professional actress and model.
It feels good to be a professional actress. It feels good to be a professional, first of all, to be considered a professional in any field.
It feels good to be living in your purpose, Angel.
Amen, amen, and amen. So, yeah, that was my first print. I might be lying. I think we'll just say it is my first print in a magazine. So check it out.
This is how we all feel, Angel. We as friends outside of our heads, we be happy for you. I mean, I'm your friend in real life.
You
but
are.
The rest of y'all, I understand that sentiment. You know, you be happy for somebody like y'all know each other. I mean, y'all spend hours with us a week every week. I know that. If you on Patreon it this year, we spend at least an hour, three, sometimes 5 hours together a week. We share our life stories with y'all. Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In the last church announcement, I'm going to make it for my friend. Is
mm-hmm.
is that the one of the funniest scripted shows you will ever see
in your lives.
In your life. That you will finally feel seen as the church girl and boy that you grew up as. Okay? Is coming out this Saturday. Amen. It is called Churchy. Produced by Churchy and Churchy. It's called Churchy. It was created, produced by, co-written by our very good friend and brother, Kevin Fredericks, Mr. Kev on stage. It was financed by none other than Mr. and Mrs. Kevin Fredericks.
Paid in full.
So we know they most of you all are app owners because this is the bonus. But if you haven't gotten the app yet, now is the time to get somebody else's credit card number and put it in, run it up,
prepay for the year if you're getting somebody else's credit card number, so you don't have to worry about the other months.
Okay, tell them.
I was rocking like you was reading my bio.
Okay, and let me tell you. Not only is it premiering this Saturday, you're getting two episodes. You're getting episode 1 and 2 so that you can get really invested in these characters. The plight of Corey is one that is a plight that you don't usually get heard talked about. It's going to give you funny. It's like a dramedy. You're going to be really invested in all the characters. You're also going to see people that you're not used to seeing in the Kev on Stage universe. You're used to seeing me and Tahir all the time. You're used to seeing Josh. You're used to seeing Tony. And you might see
they actually cut my scene completely out. So you don't even worry about seeing me at all. You know?
And listen, that's how you know this is a real production. You know, Kevin will keep people in to his own fault. This was one of those situations where there was nothing they could do about it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see some real actors that auditioned and were hired to be a part of it. This was a huge undertaking and dream of our friend, so Kevin.
Please buy tickets to Pittsburgh.
Buy the tickets to Pittsburgh. But on Saturday, I'm going to talk to Melissa first. I'm going to get her permission. I want to do a Twitter party. I want us all to watch it at the same time. So be on the lookout after you sign the petition for HTT23. Oh, yeah, y'all going to see Kevin get somebody that ain't his wife. Y'all pray for that spirit that jumped on him as Corey Carr. No. we might do a Twitter party. We'll decide on what time we're all going to watch, and we'll tweet. I'm going to see if I can get Lexi over there with me to do a little bit of Twitter tweet, because Kevin will be on stage. But yes. All right, guys, let's do this. I'm excited. Churchy season 1.
Amen. 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 Tabitha Brown sent me a text message that basically said the same thing you just said, Angel, this morning. She said, "Kev, you got a show coming out," and I promise, and I'll tell you after I say what she said. She said, "You got a TV show coming out on your app that was shot at your studio and pay for with your money." And I was like, dang, I don't even be thinking like that at all. I just be like, all right, next thing. Josh did get cut out. This is the director's cut. That broke my heart. This is a little bit of dream talk that ain't the positive dream talk. This is just the truth dream talk. The day we shot Josh's scene. So just hear the truth. The day we shot Josh's scene, you know, we giving people opportunities. Amen. Amen. The sound, and this should be in the documentary. I think there might be a second of it in this thing that Josh is making. The sound person, amen, was new and young. And that person did not press record that day for takes. And it would happen to be on days, a day that we took long takes. So they missed about, I don't know, four takes. And we did four takes of like 30 minutes. And when we got to the editing, they was like, hey, it don't make no music. I don't hear no talking.
We just see, but see it, we play. Don't hear. I.
Oh my God. So anyway, I'm very proud of Churchy. It is bittersweet though. My very own brother, he went on to be with the Lord during this process. And I'll tell y'all, it took a lot of the steam out of it for me. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm trying to find the joy again. Maybe when people start watching it and it comes out, I'll find it. But when my brother went on to meet him, I was just like, I don't want to. But my good friend Angel was like, this is sad for you, Kevin, but you did still do better, much work hard, and you deserve. And I was like, you know what? Chin up, Kev. I'm gonna find the joy.
We're gonna help you find
it. And he's in an episode too, which is great. My whole family outside of my sister is in an episode, and my like nuclear family. I was trying to get Listen, but she was shooting She was shooting
Love on Stage.
And we have small children. So yeah, but yeah, I want y'all to watch it. I do want to say though, the sketches are promo sketches.
Those characters are not in there.
The show is not about the pastor talking. That is not a show. That is promo stuff. Some of those sketches are in the show, but the show is not based on that. We just trying to find ways to promote it that ain't just like posting the trailer over and 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 over.
Can I say two more things? Hold on.
You can say what you want, Angel. You're a part of the show.
Ain't I? Amen. Two more things. One, I also, what I was saying to my friend Kevin today when I was checking in on him, the other thing that I wanted to let you all know is that we saw, Kevin also witnessed, obviously, how invested you all have been in Churchy before y'all even knew what was, y'all didn't know a word on the page. Mm-hmm. Y'all were like, this we are part of. It's your dream, Kevin, then it is our dream, and we will back it. We will give extra. And I really want you all to have a feeling of it's here, we're here, while also recognizing that my friend is going through a lot. And it ain't been that long since Jason passed. So to be like,
Jason went on to be with him.
He did. He went on.
He went on, Angel.
And so it ain't been that long. So to ask him to switch gears, I know it's very difficult to be like, sad, sad, happy, happy. So I want to make sure that this moment doesn't go by, that at least you'll be able to look back at it and be like, these niggas was excited. The other thing I was going to say is,
that's a good
y'all better sign this guy. He would want you to enjoy it.
Tony be telling me that all the time. He'd be like, man, Jason wouldn't want you sad. And I'd be like, well, then that nigga should have died. How about that?
Jason,
and I wouldn't be.
Basically, once you want to ball out and like shit on these niggas' heads, you know what your show. That's what he would want to do.
What are you about to say, Angel?
Last but not least, sign this daggone petition. Somebody said I need to up the signatures because it's full. I don't know if that's a thing. I don't think that's a thing. She said it's full. I don't think there's a full thing. I don't think there's a such thing as it can be full. But next episode, my friend, just look in the comments, not the comments, just look in the description. It's there. It says support a Black woman.
That's right.
6,000 people have signed.
Yeah, a little bit over 6,000.
Man, I cannot believe that many
people. Why can't you believe it? People want to see this on tour.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like... I can't even say I underestimated you. I'm not surprised. It's just such a funny use of a change.org petition. Like, you really went to the real website.
I wouldn't be surprised if this got, like, upped in their algorithm internally and is on, like, change.org's front page.
That would be great. I wanted people to know it was a legitimate cause. That's why I put
Black woman. That's why. It's not even clickbait, what I put in the description. I just literally said click to support a Black woman.
It is. It's real. So, go ahead, click it.
All right, here we go. We're going. Oh, do you have something else, Angel?
No, I said let's jump in.
All right. I don't know if you guys are on TikTok, but this thing was going viral on TikTok. I'm going to show it to you.
I need some more chicken.
81st Street Deli, right off of Superior Avenue.
Benny, coming up.
Is popular in the neighborhood.
Our food has always been well known.
But in all of the years of business,
what you want to order?
They've never been this well known.
You couldn't even walk in here yesterday. It was so full.
No pickles on both.
And it's all because of a loyal customer.
I've known him since I was like 13 years old.
And her love for chicken salads.
It's really, really good. Like, you have to get it exactly how I get it.
Her name is Tanisha Godfrey. But she is now known as
Mrs. Chicken Salad.
You see, Wail Herbawi of the deli started posting some of their food on TikTok.
When he made it, like, he was just like, ooh, Nish, this salad look good. Come on, do a TikTok.
Y'all better come up here and get one of these.
What's that?
It's a chicken salad.
From where?
81st Deli.
What's on it?
Superior.
They're saying, yo, your thing went viral. Your thing went viral. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's been viewed more than 8.7 million times.
It's a lot.
With 1.4 million likes.
Banana peppers, bell peppers, tomatoes.
Even celebrities like singer Lizzo.
What's that?
It's a chicken salad.
Are taking notice.
They say that I feel like my voice is comforting. Like, OMG, I love you. I can't stop watching this video. People are making songs out of this video.
And the likes and comments are turning into new customers.
I want a chicken salad.
She says she knows you want, I want a chicken salad. There you go.
From near and far.
Chicago, Atlanta, California, Las Vegas, New York, and all over Ohio.
Walking into this neighborhood deli.
I had to find a parking spot to pull in here today.
For this salad.
Okay, let's see what the hype about.
You have to go like that.
Or for Nisha.
That's the thing. You got to do this. I'm getting a chicken salad.
Even I had to sneak the pick. Right.
There you go.
Because it turns out the recipe for success.
And the most important ingredient, guess what that is?
Is pretty simple after all. Good food and good people.
Aw, Benny. We went viral. I can't believe it. I try to let people know. It's more to Cleveland's urban neighborhoods.
I definitely want to bring good food to the community.
The hype is real.
I thank you guys for coming up here.
Reporting in Cleveland.
Oh, appreciate you.
Jesse Schultz, News 5.
Why everybody in the comments talking about, oh, you go over there, you get shot. Nobody's talking about the chicken salad. They're like,
mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to understand.
I was like, your last supper.
If you why are y'all late? Y'all Cleveland natives doing y'all city like that?
Yeah. I mean,
dang.
Cleveland and Columbus, and this is no shade to anybody who lives there or is from there. I am sure. These are lovely. You are lovely people. I don't understand the purpose of either one of those cities. I don't know why they are there. I don't. I have no idea. When I've rolled through them, I've been like, what is this and why?
Angel, you should have. I wish you were in New Haven with us because they call it Pistol Wave in New Haven.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where our improv was. That was the first. That's what led off the tour, Angel.
Kevin, why are you going to dangerous places?
I want to get a chicken. I really thought that was interesting because I think, you know, I hope the store owner is cutting her in a little bit on the chicken salad success, right? Uh-huh. But the thing that I think is so interesting is Black people, she wasn't even doing nothing. Like, all she said is, y'all better come over and get you one of these. What's that? It's a chicken salad. Like, first of all, as a professional internetter, it's so interesting why certain things go viral. If I showed you that, you would be like, why is that? What is viral about? Like, you don't even really see the chicken salad she's eating. And I saw that TikTok meme 100 times before I found out who she was. The first meme I saw was like, when you be on TikTok too much, and it was TikTok too much. And it was somebody doing that, and the person was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I didn't even get it. But we don't even be doing nothing, and we be marketing, and the companies be raking in the money. Like, on the grandest scale, Meg Thee Stallion's Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah.
Companies use that as their whole marketing. Makeup companies, fashion companies. My wife buys a lot of stuff through my PayPal account. So I get subscribed to all her emails. The amount of companies that used Hot Girl Summer for like that summer, it was like, my goodness. And the fact that that little local deli in Cleveland, people are flying to Cleveland to go get a chicken salad from a TikTok.
Wait a minute, say it again. Say it again.
Flying to Keeler to get a chicken salad.
They're going like, not just to Cleveland. They're going to 81st Street.
81st Street Deli.
A chicken salad. I heard that sound and was like, okay, so what happened? I had never seen, this is my first time seeing the video. I had only heard the trending sound and I was like, oh, there must be some funny imagery that goes along with it. So to see that's all it was, when I'm over here doing broom challenges, having my husband pick up my heavy ass so I can do can feet, and all I need to go.
At the end of the day, you were like, oh, it really was just a person eating a chicken salad?
This will go along with us. Chicken salad.
I actually had the same thought, Angel. I didn't realize, I didn't vocalize it, but when TikTok, it's never that. It's like a scene from a movie. It's all that. And then it really was just her like, a chicken salad. It's just like, what?
You know, most people, they put on some voice. They like, they're extra. And like, you know that like, there's the dude who now, that's his whole thing is to have viral sounds. The you can't help it because you popping and they locking or whatever, you know. Yes. You can't help it because they lagging.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Their whole account is making sounds.
Yes. So that I understand. They're adding a little extra. They're being very, very like intentional about the words they use, whether they're going to rhyme or not. Sorry. People in my house.
Oh, I didn't know what was happening. We all not know what house it was. I didn't know if it was Josh's home.
I didn't either. I was like, okay, so stuff is getting broken. Anyways, they're intentional. They add a little extra character. She was almost asleep eating the chicken salad, and they were like, sound. This is what we want.
Man, it's like the corn kid. Remember, it's corn. A big lump of knobs. It has the juice. It has juice. He got paid. He got brand deals. I don't know. I hope chicken salad lady, I want her to get paid from Chick-fil-A or somebody who's like, I want black people to have the big money success. Were you on Chick-fil-A? Like, what's y'all better come get one of these? A chicken salad from Chick-fil-A. A
chicken salad. Because she really 8 million views.
And just that's just one? If that ain't the like the whole TikTok world using it,
right?
That's just that video. I've seen countless videos with that sound,
right?
Countless. What happened to your house? Did somebody bust in a wall?
No, the cleaning ladies are in here. Some containers fell over because of the vacuum cord.
Oh man, you are well to have housekeepers.
Don't Kevin, do that.
You don't all that, have Kevin. Just for decoration. You all have Chanel on the wall. You don't try to move your head in front of the Chanel. You knew that's what I was coming for.
Wow.
Just for decoration, there is Chanel behind your head. I own
Chanel is an accent piece in a guest room.
This is my wife's stuff. I don't even know how much.
This is the wife's wing, Angel, of the house. Oh,
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't have as much money as you. I don't even have a friend named Chanel, much less own a Chanel purse. Okay.
All right. So this is stupid, but this was a huge argument on Twitter the other day. And I would think there's just no one way to do this, but wiping your butt. Are you supposed to wipe your butt sitting down or standing up? This is a whole debate on Twitter. And I was like, how do you wipe your butt standing up? I don't understand
You can.
You have to be sitting down, don't you?
No.
You
stand up and lean over.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting down, your butt open.
But if that thing is too big, sometimes you don't have enough leverage to reach.
And you don't want to touch. You don't want to touch the ground in there.
Like to wrap around, to retch around, right? To retch around, and especially when you're dealing with lady parts, because there's certain things you don't want to touch. You don't want poo to go forward because it's going to be in your spirits.
You'll get gingivitis.
Yeah.
Exactly. I ain't got a set of balls to stop it from going to my urethra.
Do block.
Mm-hmm. They're like a solid lineman, you know? They kind of just...
So...
Sometimes you got to, like, brush off their shoulder when you cut through the gap, just, you know?
Exactly. They be like, right there.
Oh, okay. I sometimes, in turn, you know, you got a toe point.
I do like a right toe push up, so I'm like 50-50.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not all the way sitting.
Nah, because sometimes I need that leverage.
You know, sometimes I've got to remember that my pants are unbuttoned before I stand up. Hold on. Well, y'all don't really get to see what I do. Hold on. Let me button my pants again.
That's going to be the first full Patreon bonus. Angel Show the Coochie on Patreon. Sign up.
Listen, and I'll be like, and put the link to change.org. Hold on.
If you would like to hear more of our bonus episodes, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon for the live aspect and the community that you're missing out on, or the Kev on Stage Studios app for just the straight bonus episodes. Boy, you're missing out with just this little stuff.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger fire. Here's another banger fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.